Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I'm so glad to hear your voices today. I wasn't with you last week, but I'm glad I recognize you, our congregation, our family here, and so many of you on your way to Branson. It starts tonight, and if you are coming, if you cannot come, join us at billybrim.org, online, Billy Brim Ministries, Paramount in the Ozarks. I am absolutely convinced that we can change things. I know we can, and we can do it together. I have been so excited in my spirit about the fact that God told me years ago, I'm going to raise up a prayer force. He's been working on you all. It's Him that's at work within you to will and to do His good pleasure. And His good pleasure is to have the body of Christ under its head working with Him on the earth. And I don't think we've ever been in the prayer units that we are today. I am so excited that you are on your way, that you are coming, that God spoke to you. And if you can't come and you're not going to be, billybrim.org, 7 o'clock tonight, I'm going to open it up. And I really have a lot on my heart to share. And I'd like to know that you all are there. 7 o'clock Central Time, of course. And then 11 o'clock tomorrow, 9:30 tomorrow, we begin tomorrow morning, Central Time, and Lynn's going to have it until about noon. Lynn Hammond. Tomorrow night, my son Chip Brim. Then Friday morning, Lynn again. Friday night, Brother Kenneth Copeland. Saturday morning, it'll be me again. And Saturday night is our Israel night. Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock will be me, and then Monday we'll be out at Prayer Mountain under the tent. Oh, I wish every single one of you, I'm going to have you stand up if you're on that 8 o'clock prayer call. And this year they've got something kind of organized so that there will be a flag for each state, and you can kind of see the other states. People from your state who you pray with, your prayer partners from your very state. This is the third day of Sukkot. When I think about these days, these high holy days in Israel, of course, started off with Rosh Hashanah, and 10 days before that, I found out that it was 9/19/19, the Lord spoke to me about the next 2 years, and I'm going to be sharing about that tonight. It's years of transition, and we're transitioning into something quite glorious. So, praise God, hallelujah. I'm thrilled about where we are. And one day, this Sukkot, which is the Feast of Tabernacles, will be fulfilled when the Lord sets up His visible millennial kingdom. Every one of these seven moeds on God's calendar, four of them come in the spring. Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, and Pentecost have all been fulfilled. And then you have about a 3 or 4 month period with no holy days. You come over to the fall and you have the high holy days beginning with Rosh Hashanah. And that was for us September 29 and 30th. You know, they do their evening and the morning is the first day. Now, I know that you all are kind of you're an advanced group. So I'm going to tell you this. I was looking up, because I'm going to talk tonight about the Lord spoke to me of the next 2 years, and He spoke to me that they began on September 29, which was Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is really just a one-day thing, the new year, evening and morning, 29th and 30th. But you're going to find on Hebrew calendars that the next day is also marked off. Why? Because in ancient times, this was called the day that nobody knows. And that was because they had to depend upon looking, of course, up at the sky to see the new moon. And they had to depend upon ways, not modern ways, but ancient ways, to telegraph that from Israel. And it was, so just to be on the safe side, they did a second day. The day that no one knows. And if you're a Bible scholar, that'll kind of give you a hint that possibly, the fulfillment of this date might be the rapture of the church. It hasn't been fulfilled yet. We don't know, but it's my day I'm circling. You might get a prize for choosing the right day. I think it'll be on Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets. And then 10 days later comes the Atonement, Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. And then this highest of all holy days. We're in the third day of it right now. And this one day, I don't know if it's going to be like 9 years or how many years, 14, 16, I don't know. But one day, the Lord Jesus Christ will bring to this earth completeness of joy and all the harvest sin. And so that's going to be a wonderful thing. Right now, the Middle East is stirred up. The elections there, and we are going to be praying with you, Canada. Canada's elections, I believe, are the 21st, if I'm not mistaken. I heard from Ontario online today. It's Monday. And, of course, we've got someone from the UK, and you're facing the Brexit deadline by the end of October. So the nations right now, all the nations are in a turmoil, really, and they're in a time of judgment. God is judging the nations. Who will be here for that millennial reign? What nations will be left? What nations will be chief nations? It's all in the balance right now. And so we as prayers from different nations. Now, we're not going to be there. We're going to be in Jerusalem that's above, which will be visible from the earth below. But I want the nation where I was stationed as an ambassador to be a sheep nation. And, of course, you get that by blessing Israel. Just a little kind of a summation. Of course, right now, the Likud's no closer to getting a joint government with the blue and white than it was. Things are just over there in an abeyance, really. But the last month at a Likud event, Netanyahu said, quote, "At this time, Israel needs a unity government because we are facing great challenges. Something happened here in recent weeks. It's a different Middle East. Iran is standing against us on all fronts. And there is only one military force standing against Iran, and that is us, the State of Israel." And so there Israel sits in the middle of a cauldron. Turkey, prophesied 2,500 years ago, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, prophesied to be an ally of Russia and Iran and other nations in an attack on Israel. And Turkey, I'm going to talk about it tonight, was for years a Western ally. United States, right now, one of the big problems is we've got two air bases there, and we have 50 nuclear weapons. And Erdogan is changing to line up exactly as the prophet Ezekiel said he would. So the Middle East is in a quandary. And, of course, you know the United States of America. I didn't watch the debates last night, but in a way, folks, in a way, we're almost in a civil war. Not with fighting, not with guns, but with words and hatred. And so we're going to be praying about all of these things. Something good I saw today, Israeli scientists say that a cure for insulin-dependent diabetics will be on the market within 5 years. Ronnie Levy, who works with us and has worked with us in Israel for years, his wife is a research doctor. And she's been telling me this, that they have made amazing strides there. And so this has to do with an artificial pancreas. And the doctor said the patient should never have to inject insulin into his body again. I wonder if you would, as prayers, put that on your prayer list. I have a grandson who is a type 1, He's now a sophomore in college, and he was diagnosed at 2 years of age as a type 1 diabetic. I'm believing God for his healing, and I am believing God for a breakthrough that would help every diabetic in this world. Could you put that down? And each day as you go before the Lord, or whenever he quickens you, or whenever you think of it, just pray for these scientists in Israel and for that to come on the market. Of course, let's pray now for the nations and the things that we've mentioned. Heavenly Father, we come to you. We come to you as a unit. You have welded us together. First of all, you have made us a unit that's called the body of Christ. You have raised us up with him, quickened us with him, raised us up with him, seated us with him in the heavenlies at your own right hand. We hold fast to the head. Oh, Lord, we hold fast to the head. Our Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the bond of love and blood and covenant that welds us together and helps us come a unit to you today. We come to you, first of all, for the leaders of government, because you told us to. We lift up Israel. Oh, Father, how will that turn out? We do not know, but we pray for the will of God, the will of God to be wrought in the government of Israel, for the right persons to be in the Knesset, for the right person or persons, if it's joint, to be the prime ministers. Oh, Lord, Istaramakaya, send your heavenly army, your angels that have to do with Israel. Oh, Ilabrasanta, I know Michael does. And oh, of the thousands and myriads of angels, send them, Lord Jesus, to that country that the Father loves. Father, we ask you for the dispatchment of angels to the peoples of Israel. Ilibaro Santa, that they would move according to your will, that they would do according to your will. Ikalambanda, protect that nation, Father. Protect it, Shomer, guard of Israel who never sleeps. We know, and the balasta la macabra, that as we pray for the shalom of Israel, which means its oneness, its wholeness, we pray for the plan of God for Jerusalem. You have said not to give you any rest until you make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. We know you are working on it, and we are adding our words and our faith and our prayers for Jerusalem to be made a praise in the earth. And thinking today, Lord, of what it will be one day when the mountain of the Lord's house rises up higher than all the other mountains. And some Sukkot, some Feast of Tabernacles in the not-too-distant future will know the reign of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And as we read the Bible, somehow the great King David, oh, Father, your plans and your purposes in Israel, may no man deter them. May no demon deter them as we cover our prayers are ascending to you now. Our prayers are ascending to the very throne and the very heart of God. And you are answering our prayers, and we thank you for it, and we praise you for it, and we give you glory for it. Father, we have on this line our Canadian, they're our brothers and sisters, citizens of heaven, but they happen to be on assignment to Canada. Oh, God. Father, turn that government around. It was good at one time. Now, Father, turn it around to your ways. Move upon the people in the voting booths. Angels be dispatched from heaven. Go and move upon the people. Influence them for God and godliness in their stinamakarabakalaboshanda, in their choosing of a prime minister. Oh, Father, we thank you for the polls. We thank you for the Canadians getting to the polls to vote. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And, Lord, we have a friend on here from the UK. And we shall not forget that as they face that Brexit, that exit from the Iti Bahala Mahala Moreti Shantonunumongambala Galandanda, the European Union, Father, he called Palatania. Guard them, guide them, Lord, in the name above all names. And Father, you have called people to come to the Autumn Assembly. I know you have. And they're on their way, or else they're here. I'm asking for protection for every one of them. And direction as we pray. We lift up the President of the United States, Father, and Mike Pence, who has the assignment to talk with Turkey, to go to that part of the world. Holy Father, we read in your word that Turkey does change. But Father, in the name of Jesus, may it not affect Istoromokohobrasanamatanya, God's plans in the earth. Father, we lift up Shindulovratanya, our United States of America. And I'm asking you to give us prayer this week at the Autumn Assembly that will change things. I know that I know that I know. No one can change things in this country except the body of Christ under direction of its head. But I know that I know that I know that you have poured out a spirit of prayer in this land like never before. And I know that you have garnered and you have gathered a body in this earth like never before. Father, help me. Help me. Help me to hear you and speak what you want me to speak. It is written, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. If any man minister, let him minister as the Lord. Oh, Jesus, minister to your people, head of the church. Oh, Fratishata, guide Lynn. Speak through Lynn, Spirit of the living God. I know you have given her a message, and I thank you for it. I praise you for it. Help us hear what you are saying to the churches. Help us hear. Dig out our ears like you dug out Jesus' ears. And we are told in Isaiah, you gave him the tongue of the learned. Give us the tongue of the learned. I lift up my son Chip. I know what he's going to share. And I know you gave it to him. And I know it's apropos. Anointed my father like Ishonto Vrasata. And dear Brother Copeland, how thankful we are. Dear Father, I'm so thankful that you put us together. I'm thankful for the place personally that he has in my life. And he blesses us, and you bless us through him by sending him to this meeting. I pray, dear Father, that he would have a message from God, and that he would speak as the prophet. Holy One, the musicians, Kylie, and all of those who work with her. Oh, Lord, help them move in unity and love and purpose. God, help us worship you. Help us sing together and pray together and move together and live together in the kind of a unity that Jesus prayed for. In the 17th chapter of John, that would literally bring the glory. Oh, Father, each person that joins us in prayer, make them an instrument in your own hand. Every man, every woman that you called. Oh, fratishando bali tanierto. I wrote a blog, and Chris Twin, pastor in Australia, he had not planned on coming to the Autumn Assembly. And as soon as he read that blog, God touched his heart to come, and he phoned the airlines and booked a passage from Australia to come to Branson. That's about as far away as you can come. And I just want to thank God. I know Chris was spoken to by God, but I believe every one of the people that are coming were spoken to by God, because he told me not long ago to muster the troops. And I believe this is a mustering. This is a gathering. E lavraho shete malito, castianora makala dinje divra. And yea, it is a gathering. And yea, I have gathered those to come. Those who come by foot, those who come by car, those who come by plane, those who come by the airwaves are also gathered by me. The gathering shall be won. The gathering, the work shall be done. And there shall be recompense of reward for all who join in love and unity and prayer. Whether or not they sit there, or if they join through Istanda Namakanda, the streaming, or if they join simply because I spoke to them and told them to pray, and they don't even know who you, Billy Brim, are. They don't even know where Branson is, but they're around this earth. And I will call them to prayer. And you will be joined by a vast army, a vast force throughout the earth that shall prove their worth and manifest to the heavenlies, to the principalities and powers, the rule and authority, the manifold wisdom of God. And it shall be that the eternal purpose of the ages is met in thee this very week, all to the glory of the Most High God. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You have answered our prayers. And now we shall see the answer as we work together. We shall see the answer as we pray. And we shall see the answer day by day. Oh, fracalamalito. Oh, shandelivala. North, in the north, Lord, we lift up the north. We lift up the north of Israel. We lift up the north. We lift up the Syrian border. We lift up the north. Ilabarasano galabala. Istiano no kohobaladinya. Novre basitonya makala gobre bakaladanya ni kaladanya. Shende, shende, ikalamasto do gamaro anikalo de vida baro nuce di balade de gombre. Father, Father, the ones who need to nu kamala ni kalanda, the ones who need to make the decisions, O Shada Makaya, Ilibaranda, think through their minds, Lord, think through their minds, in Shipra no kalabala, bande de beshata. No you don't, back you go, no you don't, back you go, no you don't, back you go. Kefra halasito lo doho shata, kalaparatisha tonte. Not on our watch. No, 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 not on our watch. Not off the timing. Not off God's timing. You're not moving off God's timing. Satan, in the name of Jesus, we bind you. You will not move this thing off the timing. E paratoshe te li pahalatanya. Calavrasito no coho braca la calatino no coho braca la catania. E giri baratisho toto no coho braca la calianto no coho brati di cotosca. Istiano no combre. You know, folks, it's so important that we pray past what we see and what we know. And that's the value of praying in tongues. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man. For no man understands him. Howbeit, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. And, of course, those mysteries are the plans of God. I saw an item, I didn't write it down to speak to you about, but I saw it this morning in one of the news sources, that shortly after that attack on the Saudi oil field, the United States launched a cyber attack on Iran, and it crippled some of their abilities to this. It was kind of a short report, but their abilities to put out false information. And I don't understand all I know about it, but I know it was a cyber attack. Pat Robertson has been saying for a while, we've got the ability to cripple Iran with a cyber attack. And so it looks like it happened. Now, I don't know all the extent of it. You can find out online, I'm quite sure. But my point is, there are so many things that are happening that we don't know. So many things that need the attention of angels, that need the attention of the heavenly army and the earthly army. I'm going to talk about both of those units tonight. So, if you are not yet baptized in the Holy Spirit, and you would like to be, I want to pray for you right now. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, my wonderful, precious Jesus, He is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. And so, Father, and dearest Jesus, you know the ones on this line who are right now reaching up to you. Oh, Jesus, I know that anyone who ever asked you to baptize them in the Holy Spirit, you were right there and you did it. Sometimes folks don't yield like they should, Lord. But you're always there. You always answer. You're always there to baptize. So I know you're there this morning. And in the name of the Lord Jesus, my dearest friends, receive ye the Holy Ghost. I'm not there to lay hands on you, but He is. Dearest Jesus. Now, take a deep breath and begin to speak. Kofratashkotonye mikalalaila I borosonte di balabasciato do gombre che le calatino non ho gente. I librasotto do gombra che la caprande le cogente di malatogne di bratto. Che li barassonte di macari abbassonte le brascenie. I le barassate le cotaccia. Now just begin to speak there anytime. You can speak anytime you will to speak. And if you will, either write me or go online, billybrim.org, and send us an email and say, I received the baptism with the Holy Spirit this morning, October 16, when we prayed. Oh, precious ones, what a tool that is of prayer. My goodness, I've been baptized in the Holy Ghost now since April 1967. Oh, my. Oh, shalavratanya ni kohobali vrasonde ni makala. How marvelous to be able to pray things that you don't know how to pray. And you can just go so far and so wide and so vast with your tongues. And so I love you, and we could go on and on, but we're going to go on tonight. So be there with us one way or the other. Love you and have a most blessed day. Shalom, shalom.